Spiritual, welcome in this place. We give God all of the glory and the honor and the praise. Man, I am so excited to have you with us today for our daily love from Him above on this Friday afternoon. I am overjoyed because God gave me a fresh word to share with you all today. And I wanted to kind of drop it a little bit different. It's going to come from Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 3. Actually, most of this chapter is filled with the same type of communication. So I just wanted to share the first three verses. I feel like we can get the understanding and gist from it. There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to root up, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build. I want to talk about how to deal with the changing of seasons. I think people struggle a lot of times with understanding when is the season up? When is the season changing? Being in Texas, we really don't understand seasons very clearly because you can wake up in the morning and it can be summertime. It can be spring. But around noon, you get about a summer effect. But by the time the sun starts to fall around 6 p.m., 7 o'clock, you're experiencing fall. And then in the middle of the night, it gets to that winter cold. And that's all in a 24-hour period. But in most places, their seasons are stable. Their seasons are consistent. That it's a certain time of the year. You know that the time for cold has gone. There won't be any drop in temperatures. There won't be anything changing. And what I came to tell you today, that there's a time and a season for everything. And I was looking at in my closet yesterday, and God revealed to me that people, watch this, are like clothes. Watch this. Y'all, I promise you it's going to bless you. That some people are like clothes. That some of them you can't put on because they're out of season. Y'all not trying to hear me. You'll look crazy putting on this big old fur coat in the middle of the summertime when it's hot and people are overexhausted because of heat and have passing out because of heat. Some people, you can't put them on because they're out of season. They're not in the same season that you're in, and putting them on could hurt you. Putting them on could make you look crazy. Putting them on could put your life in jeopardy because they're out of season. Watch this. Not only are people can be out of season, people can be outgrown. Watch this, because some clothes that you got in your closet, you ain't throwing that shirt away because you sure you're going to get back in it. But some people are just like that shirt, is that you keep them around you, but you've really outgrown them. They represent what you used to do. They represent where you used to be, the size you used to be able to fit in. But you don't throw it away. You don't push it to the side. You don't eliminate it out of your life. You just keep it close to you. You don't do anything. You don't do anything that you think could harm or eliminate the relationship because you feel like one day I'm gonna get into you again. One day I'm be able to deal with you. First one is that they're out of season. Second one is that they're outgrown. Third one, watch this, is you keep them around for sentimental value. You bought it because you liked it, but it did not really fit where you were going. It didn't fit what you had going on. It didn't fit what you thought you were dealing with. It didn't fit it might not have even been for you. It might have been for someone else, but you kept it around because you felt like one day, the perfect situation was going to come in. They're what you call the special occasion people, that they don't come to everything. It's the prom dress. It's the stuff that only had one big occasion. And instead of you putting it in a box and giving it away after you had that day, after you've experienced all that you could out of the relationship, you keep it around because every time you look at it, you remember how it made you feel. See, that's the third thing. The fourth type of person, people you keep around, are your everyday people. These are the people that it doesn't matter if it's winter or a summer, you can always put this stuff on. It's the footies that you can wear in the summertime in the house. It's not because your feet are cold, but because they keep your feet comfortable. See, I came to talk to you because don't keep people when they're in the wrong place in your life. Some people you've had to you have to acknowledge that they're out of season. It's not that you're a bad person. I'm just not in that season anymore. It's not time to deal with you yet. Messing with you right now really could harm me. Then you have to look at the people that you've outgrown. It's not the relationship was bad. It's not that I wish or want anything bad for you. It's literally that I've outgrown you, that we're not in the same size anymore. We're not even in the same section anymore. And guess what? I can't keep you around because you're holding up space for somebody else. The third one is that I can't keep around sentimental stuff because it clogs up my mind. It puts me in a mindset of something that I don't understand and don't appreciate what's going on and how everything is that I'm dealing with. But the fourth type of person that I'm appreciating today is the people that I can deal with at all times. I can appreciate them. So if you have these people in your life, you have people that you're dealing with that you have going on, and you're saying, hey, Pastor, I really just want to understand where I am and who is around me. Take an inventory of those four people, those four types of people, and watch this. Watch what season you're in. Watch what you're dealing with, and then evaluate and then deal with it. Don't just evaluate to categorize. Evaluate and deal with it. Don't leave it around if the time is gone. I love you all. Let's go to God in prayer. God, I love you. I honor you. I thank you for today. I thank you for your people, the authority that you've given in this time of prayer, this time of consecration, that we can get together and touch and agree that your will be done in our lives. God, you are worthy of all of the praise, the glory, and the honor. And for that, we give it to you. Thank you for your darling son, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the clarity that it has given to us in our everyday life. In Jesus' name, we do ask these things and pray. Amen. I love you. See you all tomorrow at noon. Thank you so much.